Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great Monday Night Football game last night. We'll get to that in about 15 minutes as we're calling an audible here. And the Bengals are calling an audible as well. 503-864-6326. Red Rover, let the old QB come over.
Indeed. Joe Flacco.
You know, we talked about this weeks ago, or last week, I think, when they announced Dylan Gabriel was going to be the starter.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Pickett got traded to the Raiders. So the thought process in my mind, and I heard some other people say this too, was you don't trade Flacco because he's still like the head in the building. Mm-hmm. Like he's the guy in the building that's going to keep things together, be the mentor, the
now
leader.
Shador's the backup.
Yeah, and that is the most Cleveland Browns thing I've ever heard in my life. Is this not? I think that's a bad football. Good on Cincinnati because Jake Browning is struggling.
Yeah.
I don't know if Joe's going to be much better per se. But good on the Bengals for doing something.
For trying to save something.
And not going and get Russell Wilson. I can't believe you'd rather have Joe Flacco than Russell
I thought they'd
Wilson.
Go Jameis. If I'm being bluntly honest, Jameis, I heard he doesn't compete with us now, so I think I can say his name. I heard Rich Eisen talking about that on his show the other day, and he was like, Jameis is 100% available. You could probably get him for a fifth. Certainly could get him for a fourth.
Hmm.
So basically, this swap, they did Flacco and a six for a fifth. So maybe you get Flacco and a fifth for a fourth. Or I'm sorry, Jameis and a fifth for a fourth. You know what I mean? That same same kind of compensation scale, as it were. I think it's interesting, though, that instead of going, hey, Joe Flacco to the Bengals, your first thought was Joe Flacco leaving the Browns. You know what I mean?
Totally.
That seems like, I get it, the Bengals are really going through it. But the more interesting thing, I think, to your credit, is that the Bengals or the Browns are saying, well, if Dylan doesn't work or if Dylan gets dinged up, Shador's going to be the guy. Because as you said, Pickett's gone. Flacco's gone. Or are they operating as Shador as the backup? And if something does happen to Dylan in game, they go to Shador and then they go to the waiver wire or go find somebody on a practice squad. They go find their Snoop Huntley.
Phillip Rivers is available.
You know what I mean? Like go find somebody off the street or off a practice squad to come in. That's the thing is, I don't know. Because remember, ownership for the Cleveland Browns has made it very clear. He was not him who mandated that the Browns take Shador Sanders, even though we all saw the draft room and how thrilled they were to make that call.
And maybe that's what this actually is. If I can find a way to spin this in a nice way, in a positive light for Browns fans out there, is you are saying we took a quarterback in the third round and took a quarterback in the fifth round. We're not very good this year. We're not going to be very good this year. There's a good chance we're drafting a quarterback next year. Might as well see what both these dudes do. And so even if Gabriel doesn't get hurt, maybe they're saying if he plays three games and looks ass, then they bring in Shador to kind of see what they have. If we take them at their word for Shador was drafted because we feel that's value and not because Haslam was meddling. That's the positive spin.
Yeah.
I still think even if that's the route you were going to go, you still hold on to Joe Flacco. Unless Joe came to you.
Or Pickett.
Or Pickett.
Yeah, that's the thing. Joe's earned that.
If Joe came to you and said, hey, can I get out of here? I would do that. The Browns are not me, obviously. The Browns operate in a different way than majority of the organizations in the NFL. But I would like to think Joe Flacco's earned that. He took you to a playoff game.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, dude, you want to go,
He's been in the league since damn near the 90s. Like, well,
and then here's the next question. We'll flip it over to the Bengals side. Is Joe Flacco a better route than Jake Browning?
Look, we sat here and we talked about Browning and where he fits in the pantheon of backup quarterbacks, and you and I both said the same thing of, like, Jake Browning's certainly one of the better backups, but he has been egregiously bad.
It's been a really rough ride. I know it's easy for me to hate on him because he's, you know.
Yeah, I know. But
he's in the Mount Rushmore of Huskies that I hate of all time.
But you didn't do that.
But I didn't know. No. He's a really good backup, and there's a reason he's been a backup for Joe Burrow for years, because when Joe gets hurt, which he does,
yep, he stepped in.
Browning comes in.
And done well. This doesn't save the Bengals.
No. Like, no, no, no. Maybe it saves Zach Taylor.
They've got to win some games. That's the thing is, like, I think, well, the AFC is so weird right now. Like, if you go on a run and you never know, all those kind of things, blah, blah, blah. But I think this is more about, or less about saving the season and more about keeping the building together.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of, like, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, the defense going, look, man, like, we're not good already, and now you're going to put this additional burden on us. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's more about, you know, guys, we're trying. We understand things aren't going well. Let's see if we can do something here to try to get something out of this to make this to where it's less miserable. Like, just because you're miserable, there's a sliding scale of miserable, right? You can be competently miserable.
Sure.
You don't want to be incompetently miserable, because now it's just like, it's just this cascade of errors that just keeps happening and just keeps, like, and now you're looking at Sunday or Monday or Thursday or whatever it is of every week, and you're looking at it going, I don't want to play football.
Yeah, totally.
And when you get to that level, it starts getting rough, because there's some teams around the league where I think they might already, like Miami, they might already be there.
I think they're there.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, watching that game against the Panthers this weekend was a pretty rough watch.
Yeah. And so you're trying to prevent against that.
I did some research, as somebody was asking on the chat. Bailey Zappe is on the Cleveland's practice squad. I imagine he will be promoted to be there. So, I mean, that's a veteran. I mean, well, I don't know how great of a veteran that is, but it is a veteran.
But that's really only if they want to carry three active quarterbacks.
That is correct.
Which not every team does.
No, they don't want to. But again, I don't know if, like, your quarterback room meeting is two guys that have never played in the NFL. That's the whole room. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. Like, I'm having point guard meetings for my basketball team, and both guys were in college last year. That's tough.
Hey, here's how to be a point guard in the NBA.
What? You know, I don't even like that if it's Chauncey Billups, and he was a great point guard.
A literal Hall of Famer.
I would love to hear from a point guard on how to play point guard, but I can't be. We can't all be first-timers. I need somebody to lean on, and that's what worries about me in this Cleveland room. But are you really that shocked? Are you really that shocked?
No. No. And that's – just throw your hands up and go Browns. I have a soft spot for the Bengals, so I hope they get this right.
Why do you have a soft spot?
I don't know. I just – like, honestly, I always have.
Unis are dope.
I think that's part of it. But they've always had guys like, I loved Ocho Cinco. I love Hoosh. Like –
Carson,
Corey Dillon, like there were teams that I loved, like just loved watching
the Icky shuffle.
Yeah, man. Like, and then Ja'Marr Chase is hands down my favorite wide receiver in the league outside of Mike Evans. Like it's those two guys. I really enjoy T. You know, I know Mixon is a horrible human, but watching him run the ball was a lot of fun. Like those, I love Hendrickson.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to,
And
I love Joe. Joe is my quarterback.
Yeah, no, Burrow's...
In the NFL, when it comes to it, he's my
guys
guy.
I want to watch, he's right there. I love to hate watch Vontaze Burfict.
That guy's rough.
I mean, he's a psychopath of the highest order. But, you know, before the rules really changed in the NFL, he was out there handing out CTE to everyone who could get it. And there was something about that, like... I don't like those guys, but I wanted to watch guys like him and like Bill Romanowski back in the day of like Brian Cushing, guys that were just out there. They were out there to legitimately hurt you.
And they took hella drugs to help it.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, what Vontaze Burfict did to Antonio Brown is not okay. But also in that moment, you're like, oh, sweet Jesus, what a hit.
Vontaze Burfict, better person in real life than Antonio Brown?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, God. The fact that that's an option is on the table.
Wouldn't have seen that coming.
Terrifying. But also, I hate Burfict because he messed up Barkley at USC when he was at Arizona State. He took a couple cheap shots, and they actually played against each other in high school. And he took a cheap shot on Barkley back then. So there was some bad blood from that even.
But I feel like at least with Burfict, most of his stuff was on the field.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah,
he was just a dirty.
He was just
player.
Dirty. Yeah, yeah, just flat out like
as dirty as they come.
That's what I'm saying. Like Romanowski. Romanowski was the same way. Kush was the same. Like Kush would tear your head off, but he was also dirty. Mm-hmm. Like that's just. Look, football's a nasty sport. I don't want guys intentionally hurt. Like Debo, James Harrison. Mm. He was dirty.
He
was looking to kill people.
Scary man.
But like
Myles Garrett once swung his helmet.
Yeah, like if you're hooking me up to the truth serum and the polygraph, I want one of those guys on my team. Like I don't know what that says about me, but I want a guy who's like a legitimate lunatic who is out there. I saw a clip from the Saints Giants game. It was a video feed of God. What is the linebacker? OG linebacker of the Saints. I'm totally blanking on his name. It's the team captain.
Jonathan Vilma.
No, it's not him. But
he's been out of the league for a decade.
56. Why can't I think of who it is? Anyways, Scatabo just he does his Scatabo thing, and the linebacker was just talking cash s to him, and Scatabo's like he hit the pile, ran it back. Like 5 yards, and the linebacker just like chirps him. He's like, I got 5 yards, dog. I'm going to keep coming back at you again.
Jamario Davis.
Thank you. Could not think of his name. And he's mic'd up, and he's like, that little man, his legs are always moving. You just see his legs moving behind the pile. He's got some gag. Like, he's like that bad kid in football camp that he's a little, maybe a little undersized, but you're going to have to hit him. He goes,
he got bad intentions.
Yes. And and after the game, they gave a hug, and Davis hits him with I got mad respect for you, dog. Like, I love guys like that. They're like, I'm going to give it to you, and you are going to have to earn every last bit of it. I'm going to knock your teeth out. But if you rise to the occasion, there's that mutual respect. I want one of those guys on my team.
There are very few guys like this. It is hard to be a nice guy on defense in the NFL. The Reggie Whites and the J.J. Watts come to mind.
Troy Polamalu is the highest standard of that.
But there aren't many of those.
You're lunatics.
Most of them are lunatics. Most of them are Lawrence Taylor.
You're Ray Lewis.
Warren Sapp.
Yeah, like you're not a good person. Mm-hmm. Like Brian Urlacher and Troy Polamalu Luke Kuechly. Like, yeah. Those are like the three guys that are going to murder you and also pick you up and smile.
Well, Keekly's brain scrambled too, so that doesn't help anything.
But you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
You guys that play like that, that play with that reckless abandon, that are going to absolutely kill you, but also pick you up and smile, those are the ones that scare me even more.
The nice guy.
That guy's going to murder me, but also he's going to, write a donation check to my charity.
Wasn't Andrew Luck like that? Ooh, nice hit, man.
Yeah. But guys always said, that when they took him down, they felt bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hit him that hard. He's a nice guy. Meanwhile, Brett Favre left games almost dead because everybody hated him.
Yep, that's true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.